Previously on Thomas and the Bible, we read Isaiah 29 through 33, and to answer Thomas's question about dying whilst reading the Bible, I can confirm that he died once during the lineages and twice during the description of the Ark of the Covenant, and more times than I care to count during Psalms. He was always saved by his loyal cat, with a Thomas yawn count of unbelievably zero.
Oh, man. Harley's intros are the best. Thanks so much, Harley. That was really funny. And I don't believe it. I shan't believe it. I won't believe it. I don't believe that my yawn count was zero. There's just no... You're just messing with me, right, Harley? Because you know I'm not going to go back and listen to the show. I don't have time with the 90 podcasts I do on every day. There's no way I'm going to go back and find out. So I think Harley's just messing with me. He's going to start... yawn count of -5. Yeah, there's -5 yawns. I'll be like, I guess I believe you. I don't know, because I didn't listen. But but I wanted to say, the reason I bring that up, if in my yawn count really is zero, it's because I'm so much more excited to do the show, as I referenced last time. It's just fun. It's once a week. It's good. And I got my Patreons. They make me really happy to do the show because they support me and it's the best. I'm such a different attitude. An attitude so strong, I'm almost able to read the Bible. That's how strong it is. If you want to get on that Patreon, patreon.com/TandTheB. But that's enough of that. This is the 150th episode of Thomas and the Bee. And I have nothing planned. I have no plans. Do anyone plan anything for this? Bring some potluck kind of anybody? Anybody bring any food? You know, macaroni salad, casserole, something? No. Well, I guess we're not doing anything then, because I didn't plan anything, and it sounds like you guys didn't do your part. In planning a 150th episode potluck. So, I blame myself. I shouldn't take it out on you. It's my fault that I didn't create a podcast with listeners who would bring at least a quiche to an episode 150 potluck. It's my fault that I didn't make a show that would attract the kind of audience that would think ahead and would plan hey, let's do a potluck and would bring a bunch of yummy food into my recording area for my, it's my fault. I acknowledge that my role in that is that I didn't do good enough material to have an audience that would be as considerate as that. So it's my fault. I'm not putting this on anyone else. If I had attracted, listeners with just any sort of decency, common human decency, they would have planned something for me for my big 150th episode, and that's on me. I'm trying to internalize, not externalize, and if I've attracted just terrible, thoughtless, ungrateful listeners who won't even surprise me with a potluck in my house for my 150th episode. That's me. That's on me. That's on me. All right. So, Isaiah 34. I wonder how many people, apropos of nothing, except apropos of everything I was just saying, because I do my other show and sometimes I'll have people message me because it's more serious. So sometimes I'll make a joke in a serious situation on Atheistically Speaking. And I just got a message where someone was like, actually, the whatever, explaining why my joke that I just made a joke. Like I said, I think we were talking about what would it be? The poor people in this country don't save all their money. And I made a joke that's dumb. That's a bad practice. You should, And the joke is obviously that they have no choice. They, you know, they have to spend all their money. And the joke is that I'm thinking that, you know, it's just bad planning. Like that's what the joke is. Not hilariously funny or anything, but I just made a little quip real quick. And then you get people who message you like the punchline of your joke back to you, like, you know, it's actually, you know, they don't have money. That's why they can't save money. It's always funny. So I wonder if maybe no one ever, what if like most, because I don't know, I don't have access to all your thoughts. What if most people just think, like most listeners think I'm just like really, really stupid whenever I make jokes like that, you know, like I don't actually, because I make a lot of them. That'd be funny. Like what if a high, like 50% of my listeners, maybe half of you are like, oh yeah, they, you know, they're jokes. They're not funny, but yeah, I know you're joking. And then half of the other half is just like, oh, I thought you were serious. I don't know. I just thought he was dumb. The jokes. I guess when you point it out, I guess that could be a joke. All right. I should get to the Bible. Sorry for the, well, it's 150th episode. I had to celebrate with a long monologue, like a Jay Leno, except maybe funny. Okay, we're on Isaiah 34. Come near, ye nations, to hear and hearken, ye people. Oh, and just a reminder, we're likely to hear some bad news. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury is upon all armies. He hath utterly destroyed them, and he hath delivered them into the slaughter. Their slain shall also be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses. And the mountains shall be melted with their blood, and all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heaven shall be, rolled together as a scroll. And oh, that sounds fun. It sounds kind of cool. Heaven's origami. And all their hosts shall fall down, and the leaves shall fall off the vine, as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven, and behold, it shall come down upon Edom. So this is where it shall come down upon. And he like looks at his checklist of, you know, like cities. Have I cursed this city? Idumea. This week's winner is Idumea. And upon the people of my cursed judgment. He like checks it off his list. Because, I mean, that's all he's doing. He's going down a list of places and just describing how screwed they are. It's just the boringest concept. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood and is made fat with fatness, and with blood of lambs and goats, and with the fat of the kidneys of the rams. For the Lord hath a sacrifice in Bozra, and hath a great slaughter in the land of Idumea. And the unicorns shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made with fat with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of the recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night or day. The smoke thereof shall go up forever. Are you guys quaking in your boots? From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass. None shall pass. What? None shall pass. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the cormorant, oh, this is, it's getting scarier. He's using words I don't even know. The cormorant and the, oh, let's look some stuff up. I forgot we have the internet now. Cormorant. What does cormorant mean? Oh, it's a bird. Well, that's not very scary. Unless it's like, quoth the cormorant. It's like the raven. Quoth the cormorant, nevermore. The cormorant and the bittern. Well, I'm going to go ahead and hazard a guess that a bittern is also a bird. And I'm right. Because I'm always right. No, I'm never right. So a bittern is also a bird. And where was I? So this is really scary, guys. I know you're shaking in your boots because of his description of like bird patterns, flight patterns that are happening. The cormorant and the bittern shall possess it. The owl also and the raven shall dwell in it. And he shall stretch out upon it in the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. They shall call the nobles thereof to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and her princes shall be nothing. And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof, and it shall be an habitation of dragons and a court for owls. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beasts of the island, and the satyr shall cry to his fellow, and the screech owl also shall rest there, and find for herself a place of rest. There shall the great owl make her nest, and lay and hatch and gather under her shadow. There shall the vultures also be gathered, every one with her mate. Seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. And he hath cast the lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it forever, from generation to generation shall they dwell therein. That was a long one, wasn't it? Okay, so that's 34, and we're going through 39. 35. The wilderness and the... Are we almost done with this crap? Hold on. Let me check here. Isaiah. There's no easy place to check. Damn it. I just wanted to see if we're getting close. Ooh, I could look in an actual physical book. Actual physical contact. Let's see. I'm going to look in an actual physical book, guys. So Isaiah 49, 54. Oh, this thing never ends. Isaiah 60. Oh, Isaiah 66. Oh, okay, so it goes through 66, so we're like halfway done, at least as far as chapter count is concerned. Who knows, maybe we're lucky and all the early ones were super long, and then the later ones will be really quick chapters, I don't know. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. And the excellency of Carmel and Sharon, and they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our Lord. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong and fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and then fall down lame. But he'll get one good leap in there. And the tongue of the dumb shall sing. But I was going to do an impression of that, but I realized that would be really offensive, so I'm not going to do that. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Uh-oh. Okay, so non-zero yawn count. You hear that, Harley? You hear that? And so at least I know, but I won't remember. Next week, he could come back and be like, yeah, yawn count, zero, no yawns. And I'll be like, God, really, again? No way, I don't believe it. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. 36. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah. Oh, here's what I want, Harley. I don't know... Or anyone who, like, listens to this. How long have I been sick? Because I think it's been, like, a month. You listen. I have all these disgusting noises that I'm sure you guys love. Because it never ends. Never ends for me. Gotta get some water. It's gross. How long has it been? I don't know. Someone tell me. So at what point do I have the AIDS? Is that... What, you know, another month or what? It can't be that long till I might as well just die. If I'm going to, and I think I've mentioned, it's not that bad. It's just never ends. Like, it's just a constant cold that I have, like a cough. And it's like a real, it's not like a Zoolander cough. It's like trying to get crap out of my lungs cough, like a bleh, that kind of thing, you know? And it's annoying, and it's been a month, at least. Could be, I don't know. When did I first mention it? It's been a while. Anyway, it's been a while. The Nickelback song. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem, under King Hezekiah with a great army, and he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the Father's Field. They came forth unto Jehoiakim, Hilkiah's son, which was over the house, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, Asaph's son, the recorder. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Say ye now to Hezekiah, Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? I say, sayest thou, but they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength for war. Is this like a story now? I'm sorry, I wasn't really paying attention because I'm so used to the same pattern of, you know, like condemn, you know, oh, fire, brimstone, fire. But this is like some sort of story, so I'll try to actually pay attention to it. I have counsel and strength for war. Now on whom dost thou trust that thou rebellest against me? Lo, thou trustest in the staff of this broken reed on Egypt, whereon if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh king of Egypt to all that trust in him. But if thou say to me, We trust in our Lord, in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah hath taken away, and said to Judah and Jerusalem, Ye shall worship before this altar? Now therefore give pledges, I pray thee, to my master the king of Assyria, and I will give thee 2,000 horses, if thou be able on thy part to set riders upon them. How wilt thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants? And, oops, sorry, that's my alarm to record the episode that I forgot to turn off, because I'm recording the episode, so I don't really need that, do I? How then wilt thou turn away the face, I read that. And now I am, okay, reset. Slow down, read the letters. And am I now come up without the Lord against this land to destroy it? The Lord said unto me, Go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim and Shebna and Joah and Rabshakeh, Speak, I pray thee, unto thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it. Speak not to us in the Jews' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said, Hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men that sit upon the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? What the? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and said, Hear ye the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, The Lord will surely deliver us. This city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of Assyria, Make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and eat ye every one of his vine, and every one of his fig tree, and drink ye every one the waters of his own cistern. Until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards. No McDonald's, though, because bread, corn. I may need at least a Taco Bell. Chipotle. Do they have any Chipotle? Because this wouldn't work. Like, nowadays you can't be like, I'll take you to a land of milk and honey. It's like, I don't drink milk and I don't really... Honey's fine. Every once in a while, but I always forget it exists. I don't really use a lot of honey. No, it's a land of milk and honey. It's a pair of milk though. I'm kind of lactose intolerant. I like milk, like dairy products. I do like them, but not. I don't really drink a lot of milk, so feel kind of sick. And honey, like I said, I don't just eat honey by the handful. What am I going to do? Just pour it in my mouth? Like, what? You need at least something else. Is there like graham crackers or something anything that I could use to put the honey on? Or no, it's the land of milk and honey. But that wouldn't really work on me. It would have to be the land of like Chipotle and In-N-Out Burger, and I would follow that prophet, whoever that was. They're like, come with me to the land of Chipotle. I know of a land where burgers are so delicious you've never even dreamed of it. And I'd have to follow them blindly. I'd do whatever they said. Okay, I'm talking a lot of nonsense today, aren't I? Where are the... I don't remember where I was. I have no idea. Oh, there it is. Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, "The Lord will deliver us. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And have they delivered Samaria out of my hand?" So is this guy going to conquer them? And they think, like, is he trying to get them to surrender? And he's saying, like, no one ever beats me. So what's your plan here? Who are they among all the gods of these lands? Is it going to turn out that Hezekiah, you know, they're going to win? The Jews are going to win because they have the right God? Is that what this is going to be? Oh, well, all those people, they didn't have our God. Who are they among all the gods in this land that delivered out of my land, that the Lord shall deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? This seems really familiar. I'm having a bit of deja vu about this story. But they held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, saying, "Answer him not." Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, that was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. All right, on to 37. Oh, this is a freaking long one. Ugh. Okay. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe. Yeah, there it goes. I'm trying to fight it off. Okay. Shebna the scribe and the elders of the priests covered with the sackcloth unto Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, "Thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be that the Lord thy God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left." So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Israel, to Isaiah. I don't know why. And Isaiah said unto them, "Thus shall ye say unto your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me." Okay, so I think what's happened, so Isaiah is the prophet, of course, because we're reading the book of Isaiah, that sounds right. And so Hezekiah, you know, he's the one who's saying the Jews shouldn't give in to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria is like blaspheming the God. And so they go to Isaiah and are like, "What should we do? He says that we'll never survive." And Isaiah's like, "Thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me." God's like, "I can take it. I'm strong. It hurt, you know, when they said those words. It was hurtful. I'm not going to lie and pretend like I enjoyed it. You know, it was, I had to take a big, you know, a hard look in the mirror at my God mirror. And I'm immaterial, so I didn't see anything, but I didn't like what I saw. After they blasphemed me, it was hard. I can recover. I'm capable. Like, what is blasphemy? Like, why are they worried that God's going to be hurt by that? Like, God, Hey, buddy. Hey, are you okay? Yeah. I heard. Those jerk Assyrians, they blasphemed you, didn't they? Oh God, that is just awful. No God should ever have to go through that, to go through what you did. You okay, buddy? Huh? You gonna, hey, you want to smite some things? Yeah, you know? Huh? Come on, buddy. God, they didn't, you know, blaspheme, it's okay. It hurt, you know? You can get through it. You're a God, right? Anyway. "Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and return to his own land. And I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. Well, that's heroic. So instead of God like, oh, I will appoint a warrior among you and you will go kill the, you know, it's this really, you know, kind of underhanded. Oh, I'll fake a call that he needs to take. Like his phone's going to ring. He's like, what? I need to get back to Assyria. Okay. And then he'll go there and then he'll die there. It's like, it's not a very active plan for the Israelites, but whatever. Or could it be that that just happened and then this was the explanation for it? I don't know. For so Rabashakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And he heard say concerning Tirkah, the king of Ethiopia, he is come forth to make war with thee. And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the children of Eden, which were in Telassar? All right, this is taking too long. I need to speed this up a little bit. Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Aphad, and the king of the city of... So there's a bunch of people that failed, I'm sure. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it, and Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwelt between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone. Okay, time for some godly encouragement. Hey, buddy, you're the God, you're the best. Oh, you're so cool. Okay, now here's where I ask you something. All of all kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thy eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of the Sennacherib, which hath sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Oh, that's a good one. So that's good old lawyering, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Lobbying, I guess, was what I meant to say. It's like, hey, God, you know, it's not for me, but for you. Because if you don't save us, oh, they are going to be talking so much shit on you. Like, oh, I just heard a guy say the other day, like, oh, you know, I heard that God... You know, the Israelite gods, like, he doesn't even save them, you know, when people attack them. Like, I'm just reporting, you know, what I heard. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, that God totally won't save them, you know. And I told him, like, no way, that's not the God I know. But, you know, I don't know. Just putting that out there of all these underhanded, like, ways of saying these things. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent... And Hezekiah saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. This is the word which the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By thy servants thou hast reproached the Lord, and said, by the multitude of my chariots am I come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the height of this border, and the forest of his Carmel. Carmel, I don't know. I have digged and drunk water, and with the sole of my feet have dried up the rivers of besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldst be to lay waste defense cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore the inhabitants were of small power, They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, as the corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode and thy going out and thy coming in and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears. Therefore I will put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. And this shall be a sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year such as groweth of itself, and the second year that which springeth of the same, and the third year sow ye, and reap and plant vineyards, and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Israel go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the seal of the Lord of hosts, shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow down, there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. So the Lord is going to protect the city for some unknown reason. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake. Oh, so he went for that ploy. And for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So they didn't really arise then. They just kind of, I'm dead. I like the idea that they're like, I'm a corpse. Whoops. Oh, crap. Not again. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned. That doesn't count as a yawn. That was a fake yawn, just for the record books. All right, just making sure. Hey, I want to play a clean game. I'm a clean competitor. I'm not trying to earn zero yawns by faking, pretending that I didn't yawn when I did. That sort of thing. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sherezer, his son, smote him with a sword. Ooh. And they escaped into the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. So two sons murdered, I think there was like a higher up guy in the Syrian army or something. 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And Hezekiah turned his face. This is a little familiar, too. I don't think this is a repeat, though. I don't know. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David my father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. So it's like an appeal. He's like, can I have some more time? I see your blubbering, and I will give you 15 more years. And I will deliver thee in this city out of the hands of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And he's like, because we built this city. We built this city on Amalekite blood. No, I don't know. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing as he has spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards. So the sun returned 10 degrees. Oh, is this that famous time where the sun, he reverses the sun, and by which degrees it was gone down? The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness, I said, in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of grave, I will revive to the residue of all my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even when the Lord, in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off, like a weaver, my life. He will cut me off with a pinning sickness. From day even unto night wilt thou make an end of me. I reckon till morning that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward, O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years to the bitter, in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do unto this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me, therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments of all the days of our lives in the house of the Lord. For Isaiah said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaister upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? All right, let's go to 39. We are going to do 39, right? Yes, it's a short one. At that time, Merodach Baladan, son of Baladan, so maybe it just combines the names, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was not recovered, and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and shewed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah shewed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto the king Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah said, all that is mine in my house they have seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shewed them. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the words of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days shall come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shalt they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the place of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. He said, moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Not totally sure what that meant. That was a little weird at the end, like some people visited and I don't know. Anyway. All right, I've had enough of this terrible Bible, I think. So that was 150 episodes, guys. Woo! Woo! I think I need to thank my patrons. I should call you my patrons. It's a little more, I don't know, interesting. As always, if you want more episodes, if you want me to do an extra one per month or something like that, then you got to sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/TNTheB, because those are some of the goals. And they will happen. They will happen if I meet the amounts. So for now, I got to thank the best, John P., the best, Daryl Keyes, second best, and all tied for third, John Bodley, Katie Quiznos, Tom Chambers, Marcel, Jeremy Sharp, Brian Gerfart, Lee Primesberger, David Vanderlies, my favorite name to say, Joseph Hazelton, Travis Peterson. Thank you guys so much. And that's awesome, and you're the best. And I will see you next week for episode 151, and I hope you will bring a tuna casserole.